Four bounty hunters are all in pursuit of this, television's most wanted counter. Will anyone capture it and claim the £10,000 reward today? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Paul, I'm an English teacher from Surrey.
I'm Louise, a full-time mum from West Lothian.
I'm Jamel, a visual effects artist from London.
I'm Leslie, I'm a medical secretary from Oldham.
Good luck to you all. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which of course come with a bonus prize. Also nestled in the machine, we have two double counters. One of those drops for you. It doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person in last place at the end of the round will be eliminated from the game. They'll go home with absolutely nothing. So do keep an eye on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. Meteors that are visible in the night sky... Jamel.
Comets.
..are often called shooting what? Shooting stars. Sorry, I'm afraid we have to steal a counter from you. That's gone into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. Jamel, you're down to two counters now, OK? Next question. How many sides does a heptagon have? Jamel?
Seven.
That's correct. Well done, Jamel. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
Could I have drop zone four?
Light up drop zone four for us, please. That double is sitting there, isn't it? So if you can get some action over that tipping point, Jamel.
OK. Baby.
Oh, nice drop.
Ooh. Yeah, you got it flat.
Come on.
Oh! No.
Not ready to get over that top shelf. You've set it up very nicely, Jamel. You're down to your last counter now, so you need to use it very wisely indeed, OK?
OK.
Next question. Umberto Giannini is a brand that specialises in styling products for which part of the body? Leslie.
Hair.
It is, yes, absolutely. Would you like to play or pass, Leslie?
I'd like to play, please, Ben.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone four.
Light up drop zone four, please. Got it down.
Ooh.
Slightly different side to Jamel, yes. But...
Looks good.
You're going to get something over. What do you reckon, Leslie?
It might go over.
It might.
It might be a bit heavy.
Yeah, you got them.
Wow.
And what about that double? Can you
yes,
get that?
Yes, it could be going, could be going.
Yes, you can. Well done. Four across the tipping points. £200. But you got your hands on the double as well, Leslie, which is hugely important. So we can double that up and add in another £200. Takes you up to £400. Well done.
Wow.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're on £400 with two counters left to play. Well done. OK, next question for everybody. Which player hit the headlines and was banned during the 2014 FIFA World Cup for biting an Italian Paul?
Luis Suarez.
Yes, an Italian opponent's shoulder it was, Luis Suarez indeed. Paul, would you like to play or pass?
I will play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
I think I'm going to stick with drop zone four, please.
Light up drop zone four. Top shelf still looks good, doesn't it, Paul?
It does. Some overhangs.
Yep. Slap bang in the middle.
Oh, nice.
Very
wow.
Nice. Good broad shove. Oh, yes, nice. Well done. That's five across the tipping point, Paul, with your first drop, £250. Let's take that and put it into your bank. Still got two counters left to play. OK, next question. In the Harry Potter series of films, the adult Lord Voldemort was played by which? Louise.
Ranulph Fiennes. Oh, sorry, Ralph Fiennes. Oh.
Louise, you said Ranulph. Oh. I'm afraid I can't accept that. It is Ralph Fiennes, of course. Hard luck. We have to take a counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. There's now two in the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for them at the end of the round. Louise, you've still got two counters to go. Long way to go yet. Next question. A piglet is the young of which farmyard? Leslie.
A pig.
Yes, which farmyard animal? Leslie, would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please.
OK, where are you
going? Drop zone four.
Light up drop zone four, please. Big drop, all settled down.
No, Leslie.
Found a bit of a gap at the back of the shelf there. Nothing for that one.
Set it up nicely for
you. You certainly have. You've got one counter left now, Leslie. Next question. Which celebrated American magician shares his name with a Charles Dickens? Paul.
David Copperfield.
Charles Dickens' title character. Yes, of course, it is David Copperfield. Paul, would you like to play a pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four again, please.
Line up drop zone four. So you got five out last time. What about this time, Paul? Slid out. Another good shove here.
Oh, wow.
Very impressive. Paul, that's 10 across the tipping point.
Brilliant.
That's a great drop. £500. Let's take it and put it into your bank. So you are now on £750. You've got one counter still to play. Next question. In radio and television broadcasting, the abbreviation VHF stands for very high what? Louise.
Frequency.
Yes. Well done,
Louise.
So you've got two counters. Do you want to play one of them or would you like to pass?
I'll pass to Jamal, please.
Jamal, here we go. You've got one counter left. She's putting the pressure on you here. Where do you want to go?
Drop zone one, please.
Okay, let's let that drop zone one, please. Jamel's looking very focused. This is important now. Last counter into the machine. We need some money if we can get it. What do you think? There you go. Oh, it could be good.
Come on.
Good.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Well done.
Oh.
With your last counter, that's four across the tipping points, including the one that's ended up on the floor.
Yeah.
Let's take those four counters, which are £200, from the machine, put it into your bank, Jamel. You finish up with £200. For the time being, you have used all three of your counters, so you are out of the round. Next question. Tapas is a style of food originating in which country, Louise?
Spain.
Yep, there you go. Well done.
Right.
Do you want to play or pass?
Let's play one of these counters.
OK, where are you going to go?
I think I'll go for drop zone one and see if I can get it over the other side.
OK, light up drop zone one, please. About there?
I could go left, though. It could go left. I'm hoping it'll push something
right
off.
On it.
Oh, I knew it.
Louise.
Fill the gap. Nightmare.
Just edged a few over, but they're not going to drop. So, Louise, you're now down to your last counter. We need to get you some money. There's nothing in the bank.
Yeah.
Next question. The royal houses of York and Lancaster both used which flower as their... Louise.
Rose.
Yes, as their emblem. White and red roses, of course. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play. Put all my hopes in drop zone one, please.
OK,
then.
Your last counter now, Louise. Good luck. Light up drop zone one, please. What about that one?
We'll see.
Come on now, be
hopefully.
Good machine.
Oh, God.
Yes.
And there's three. Dear. Louise, you did get some. Three across the tipping point. It's £150. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So it's £150. Still in fourth place. You have used all three of your counters now, so you are out of the round. You're going to need to win the penalty pot to have a chance of going through, Louise.
Yeah.
Paul and Leslie, just the two of you left in. You both got one counter left each. Next question. The chemical element plutonium is named after which dwarf planet in our solar system? Leslie.
Pluto.
Yes. Would you like to play or pass, Leslie?
I'd like to play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one.
Light up drop zone one. This is your last counter now, Leslie.
Push.
Go. There's one, Leslie. That's just one into the win zone, though, Leslie, so that's £50.
OK.
With your last drop, let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Leslie, you have £450. You two now have used up all three counters. So just you left in, Paul, because it is just you. You don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine, though. You need to do the allotted time as well, so if you're not sure, it's worth having a guess.
OK.
Ready?
Yep.
Here we go then, Paul. In the long-running children's TV show Rainbow, the character Zippy had what sort of fastener for a mouth?
It was a zip.
It was Zippy. Had a zip. Well done, Paul, so you get to put this counter into the machine. Where are you going?
Drop zone one again, please.
Yeah, light up drop zone one. Oh. There is a lot along that tipping point, Paul, if you can get at it.
That's flat. Flat.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Will it unlock it? Yes, it will. Paul, that's another 8 counters across the tipping point. So £400 with your last drop. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That means you finish up with £1,150. You've also got the first of our mystery prizes as well, Paul. You've won yourself a luxury spa day, courtesy of spabreaks.com.
Fantastic.
Very nice indeed. So, as things stand, Paul is leading with £1,150 ahead of Leslie on £450, Jamel on £200, and Louise on £150, but it's not over yet. There are 2 counters in the penalty pot, both up for grabs now as I ask you all one last question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you put both these counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. So, Louise, you need to get this right to try and get through to the next round.
Yeah.
Good luck to all of you. Here comes your penalty pot question. Which UN organisation is known by the acronym WHO? Louise.
The World Health Organization.
Yes, very well done, Louise.
Thank you.
She was fast then, Jamel, wasn't she?
I had to get in there.
You did, and you did it very well. No mistakes, Louise. So you've got 2 counters. You need to get 2 out to send Jamel home and go through. Where are you going to get them?
Do you know what? I'm going to take a risk. I'm just going to go drop zone 2, please, Ben.
OK, let's load up drop zone 2, please. Paul's nodding. He probably would have done the same, I think. Yeah, Leslie is 2. Jamel, is it going to work, though? Oh, it's a rapid plummet drop. There's 2.
Good, good, good.
1 draws you level, 2 puts you through.
Oh,
that's
wow.
3, that's 4. Jamel,
sorry,
I'm afraid
Jamel.
That means you're going home. Louise, well done. 4 Thank counters you. With your first drop, which is £200. So that puts you £100 behind Leslie now. So you've got 1 more to put in.
OK. Let's try drop zone 2 again then, Ben, please.
Okay. Light up drop zone 2, please. Worked out nicely last time, didn't it?
Yeah. Maybe drop zone 2 is going to be my friend today. If you go to the left, I'll be happy.
Is it going to get something? I'm not sure.
Oh, filled it up.
Nothing
filled it up
more
for next
to add.
Time.
They're staying there, aren't they?
Yeah.
No movement on that shelf, but you got enough out with the first drop. £200. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank, Louise. And that means at the end of the round, Paul is leading with £1,150. Ahead of Leslie on £450. Just behind her, Louise is through, courtesy of the penalty pot, with £350. Jamel, I'm afraid that means with £200 we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Ben.
So join us after the break to see which of today's 3 remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Paul, Louise and Leslie have all survived to play in round 2. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There's one left in there. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. So, Paul, you are out in the lead, so it's your choice. Would you like to go first, or would you like to ask one of the ladies to go instead?
I think I would like to play first, please.
OK, here we go, Paul. 30 seconds for you. Every time you answer a question correctly, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. Don't know the answer, just say pass. You ready?
Yep.
Time starts now. DC and Marvel are American companies.
Comics.
Correct. What colour are the stars on the flag of the European Union?
Yellow.
Correct. Which actress starred in the Hitchcock thrillers To Catch a Thief and Rear Window?
Grace Kelly.
Correct. Which classic horror character comes from Transylvania?
Dracula.
Correct. The pyramids of Giza are situated on a plateau on the west bank of which river?
Nile.
Correct. Which famous Dutch artist painted the Night Watch?
Van Gogh.
It's Rembrandt. Used for employment purposes, what is a CV more commonly called in the US?
Curriculum vitae.
Resume. Carte Noire, Kenko, just out of time, that
coffee.
Last one. Carte Noire, Kenko, Nescafe, brands of which hot drink? It was coffee. Paul, the one question you jumped in early on, I'll just give everybody the rest of the question. DC and Marvel are American companies that specialise in producing what type of publication? It was, of course, comics. Paul, well done. 5 correct answers.
Thank
so
you.
5 opportunities to get into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I like the look of Drop Zone 2, please.
OK, light up Drop Zone 2 for us, please. Top shelf definitely looks good. That doubles there as well, isn't it, Paul? With 5, can you get it near the tipping point?
Two over.
Good start. You've charmed our machine, Paul.
Got my magnetic underpants on.
5 across the tipping point, £250. You've got 4 more counts to put in.
I think I'll stick with 2 again, please.
Fire up Drop Zone 2.
Yes, nice work on that.
Good.
Oh, wow.
All the good counters coming over.
There's great. 2 across, another 2 to add, another £100. We're up to 350 now, Paul. You've got 3 more to put in the machine.
Shall I mix it up? Drop Zone 3, please.
OK, first time today. Let's try Drop Zone 3. Bouncy old drop. Got it down.
Oh, goodness. Oh, wow. She's definitely liking you today.
Yeah. Okay. Another 2, Paul. Right. Another £100. Let's add that £100 in. That takes you up to 450. And you've got 2 more counters to play.
Can I go back to Drop Zone 2, please?
Yeah. Let's try Drop Zone 2 again, please. Now then, is that going to be flat? Yeah.
Yes.
Still playing nicely for you. No, just going to the sides. Filled the hole. So you've got 1 more now, Paul.
I'll stay with 2, please.
Light up Drop Zone 2. That side again. Any more to come over the shelf? Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Oh,
no!
A bit too much work to get them over the tipping point.
OK.
But £450, Paul, let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And that means you finish up with £1,600. Well done. OK, so, Leslie, you're currently in second place, so it's your choice now. Would you like to go for it or would you like Louise to go instead?
I think I'm going to play, Ben, because those are hanging over on Drops on 2.
They need to be plucked, don't they?
Yes, they do.
See if you can do it. 30 seconds for Leslie, please. Your time starts now. Which Australian singer headlined the closing ceremony of the 2014 Commonwealth Games?
Kylie Minogue.
Correct. In golf, what is the maximum number of different clubs a player is allowed to carry in their bag?
Pass.
14. The Sunday Times is the sister title of which daily newspaper?
Pass.
The Times. Oh. In the name of the retail chain, BHS, what does the letter S stand for?
Stories.
Correct. The films Minority Report and Total Recall are based on stories by which American author?
Pass.
Philip K. Dick. The piccolo, which is a small flute, is a member of which group of musical instruments?
Woodwind.
Correct. The sponge sections... out of time, but I'll give it to you anyway. The sponge sections of a Battenberg cake are coloured yellow and which other colour?
Pink.
Of course they are. Leslie, you've got 3 right.
Right, OK.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go Drop Zone 2, Ben, please.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 2. Tipping point looks good. The top shelf's a bit patchy, though, isn't it?
It is.
It's all in the right place.
Flat.
It's flat. Little push.
Can you get enough of a nudge to get them?
Push, push, push.
Go on now.
No. Oh, no. God.
Okay. We've got 2 more to put in, Leslie. Where are you going to go?
Drops on 2.
Light it up again. Need to get down. Need to get down.
No.
It's flat.
Dicing with the machine there, Leslie. We need something over here. Yep, there you go. Nice bit of lateral movement helps you out very nicely. Come on, then. Come on, then. Oh! Leslie! Nice drop.
Amazing.
Leslie, that's 12 across the tipping point. Wow, £600. It's a very timely drop. And you've got 1 more to put in as well.
And we'll do Drop Zone 2 again, please.
OK, load up Drop Zone 2. Nice cluster between 1 and 2. The double's still there, of course. 11 more counters to catch Paul. Could be okay.
Oh. Yeah. Is it flat?
Can we get that silver one over? Maybe add one or two more.
Silver. Yes.
And you're going to get them?
Push.
Yes, you are. Well done. Leslie, another four to finish with. So that's another £200. Very well done. £800 in the machine. Let's take that and put it into your bank. And that takes you right up to £1,250. Well played.
Wow. Thank you.
So, Louise, just you left in. 30 yeah. seconds to answer as many questions as you can. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter. Don't know, just say pass.
OK.
You ready?
I am.
Your time starts now. Still taught in schools today, what was the official language spoken in ancient Rome?
Latin.
Correct. What was the first name of the US President Eisenhower?
Dwight.
Yes. A Day at the Races and A Night at the Opera were number one albums for which British rock band?
Queen.
Correct. Since 1974, which airline has been the UK's national flag?
British Airways.
Correct. What word follows roller in the common name of a hair-raising theme park ride?
Coaster.
Correct. Malaria is primarily spread through the bite of which blood-sucking insect?
A mosquito.
Unfortunately, I have to accept your first answer, which was midge. Mosquito was, of course, the right answer. And it was out of time by the time you said mosquito as well.
OK.
Five correct answers, though. So
oh,
five
wow.
counts. Yes.
All right, OK, great.
Yeah, not so bad in the end, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's all right, I'll take that.
We need to get some counters out, though. You've got quite yeah. a job.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to go?
I think Drop Zone 3 and 4 might be my friends today, so let's go Drop Zone 3, please.
OK, Ben. Let's start with Drop Zone 3, please. It's only been used once so far, Louise.
Not sure if I wanted it that side.
18 but... counters is what we're after.
18.
Oh, go on now.
Seems to be my luck today, doesn't it?
Just not quite enough there, I'm afraid, Louise.
Well, let's try again. Drop Zone 3, please.
Fire up, please.
Why that side?
It might push, though. Might push.
Get a few. It should. Just need you. There you go.
Oh,
just need
hello,
a little
hello.
Sniff,
oh, hello.
Isn't it? And go on with the double as well.
Ooh, holy moly. That.
Just the one has dropped, which
yeah.
is £50, but have a look at that tipping point all the way along.
Where do I put it, though?
That doubles
to get
there,
it over.
And there's a lot on the edge.
Right.
Where next?
Drop Zone 3.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. Get a couple over that shelf, if possible. A nice broad shove.
Oh, I didn't want that side. I wanted it
around
the right.
Here you go. Is this it?
Fingers crossed.
Double as well.
Oh, oh wonderful.
You didn't want that side, though, did you?
No, I didn't want that side.
So, Louise, you needed 17 to catch Leslie. That's 9 across the tipping point, which is £450. That takes you up to £500, but, of course, you got the double as well, so we give you another £450,
wow.
which takes you up to £950, which does put you through. I'm afraid, Leslie, that means you're going to be going home.
Fine, thank you, Ben.
Louise, very yes. well done. You've now got two more to put into the machine.
Yep, I think... I'll stick with Drop Zone 3 because I think the machine likes me on that Drop
Zone.
It does.
Light up Drop Zone 3. So six counters now to catch Paul.
Yeah.
Right-hand side would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be lovely. No! Destined to be on the left. Knock that one over on the other side, then.
There we go.
That'll do.
Take
maybe
some
something,
more here.
maybe.
Move one shot. Another one, so we're up to £1,000 with that extra £50. You've got one more to put into the machine, Louise.
I have to try it, don't I? I have to try and get this one on the right-hand side of Drop Zone 3.
OK, load up Drop Zone 3.
Come on!
There you go.
Do. Thank you very much, machine.
So five draws you level with Paul. Is there five on the edge there? Louise, that's another five across the tipping point, another £250. It's been a great, great drop. Well done. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And from nowhere, that has brought you level with Paul. At the end of the round, both Paul and Louise have £1,600. Leslie, you gave it a really cracking shot, but I'm afraid with £1,250, you have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
It's been wonderful. I've had a great time. Thanks very much,
great
Ben.
Great stuff. So it's Paul and Louise who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Now, though, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. According to the proverb, which of the big cats cannot change its spots? A, lion. B, tiger. C, leopard. Call 0904 161 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT09 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Paul and Louise. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. Louise, that was an incredible fight back in the last round.
Yeah.
You've done a brilliant job because you've drawn yourself level with Paul. It's time to find out which of you will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you'll each be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. Get a question right, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is playing for £10,000. They'll be today's winner. So, Paul, you were leading going into the last round, so it's your choice. Would you like to take on the machine or would you like to pass to Louise?
I guess I'm going to take control.
OK. Paul, here comes your first question. Commissioned for King George II, music for the Royal Fireworks was written by which German composer? You can pass this to Louise if you're not sure.
I've got a couple of ideas, but for safety, I'm going to pass it, I think.
Right then, Louise. You weren't giving anything away?
I don't know.
Oh,
which
okay.
is killing me, because music is my thing. I was going to say Mozart, but he's Austrian, he's not German. And I was going to say Tchaikovsky, but I think he's Russian, so I'm going to go with Beethoven.
You're going to go with Beethoven? OK. Paul, what would you have said if it asked?
I said Wagner, I think.
You might have said Wagner. Let's find out. It's a great steal. If it's right, is the answer Beethoven?
Oh.
It's Handel.
George
Friedrich Handel. Good pass that, Paul. You get to put the first counter in. What do you think? Have a good look at the machine. What are you thinking?
I think I'm going to try one, please. Drop zone one.
OK, light up drop zone one, please.
It's not bad.
That's a really good drop.
Let's see.
There's a couple over now. We need something here.
It's in the right area as well.
No.
Well, yes! Four across the tipping point, Paul. £200. That's very tidy. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you £200 ahead of Louise. So, Louise, we come to you for your first question.
OK.
In which James Bond film did Honor Blackman star as Pussy Galore?
I think Paul will know this, because he looks like a James Bond kind of guy. I think I'm going to have to pass it, because I'd take a guess, and I know it would be wrong.
OK, so, Paul, here we go. Are you a Bond kind of guy?
I was a Bond fan. I think I know, so Louise was right with that. I think it's Goldfinger.
You think it's Goldfinger? Louise, which ones might you have gone for?
Just with saying Pussy Galore, Octopussy.
You might have gone with Octopussy.
I know that's wrong.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's find out. Does Pussy Galore appear in Goldfinger? Yes!
Well done.
Well done, Paul. That's a good steal. Hard luck, Louise.
Mm-hmm.
So, another chance now.
I think I'm going to stick with Drop Zone 1, please.
OK, light up Drop Zone 1 again. It worked nicely last time. Just important to get something out.
Get the ones over.
Yeah, still moving nicely. Could get one here, that black one, maybe the silver as well. There you go. £50 for the silver counter. Let's take it straight from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Paul, you edge further away with £1,850. Time for your second question. Which sport was famously played between British and German soldiers during an unofficial Christmas Day truce in 1914?
I think I'd like to play this one, please. I think the answer's football.
You've gone with football, Louise. What would you have said?
I would have said football.
You said football. Let's find out. Is it football? Yes, it is, of course. So, Paul, another counter for you to put into the machine.
I think I'll have to stick with one, please.
OK, load up top zone one again.
That could knock those ones off.
Yes, you can get enough on it. Oh! It's got a bit of movement on it, though. Oh, it's gone. Just held and dropped. So it's not going to help you, Paul, but it's not necessarily going to help Louise either. with things being this close. Louise, we come to you for your second question. Auckland and Wellington are major cities in which country?
I will play that, and it's New Zealand.
You're going with New Zealand. Paul, you're nodding along?
Yep, I agree.
OK, is the answer New Zealand? It is North Island, South Island, of course. Louise, where are you going to put your counter?
Well, this gentleman's very kindly set up Drop Zone 1 for me, so I'll take that, please, Ben.
Right up Drop Zone 1, please. OK, so, five counters behind.
Oh, pretty good. Blimey.
It's a rapid drop.
That was quick.
You're going to do another Louise.
Oh, yo. No. I'm going to set it up.
Looks pretty steady as well, Louise. I'm afraid nothing for you.
Yeah.
So, Paul, we come to you for your third and final question. The Mysterious Affair at Styles was the first published novel by which English crime writer? You can pass this, Paul.
I would like to pass, please.
Paul, our English teacher, is passing this one. Louise, are you a fan of crime writing?
I am, but I've never heard of it before in my life. Do you know, I'm just going to go with my gut, and I'm going to say Agatha Christie, because it kind of sounds old school, and The Mysterious Affair sounds like quite romantic, like a woman, so let's go with Agatha Christie.
Agatha Christie. Let's find out. Is the answer Agatha Christie? Yes,
oh
it
my.
Is. Well done, Louise.
That was just it's plucked out of nowhere.
Great, great steal, just when you need it. Counter to put in the machine.
Drop Zone 1, please.
Light up Drop Zone 1 for us. Still looking for five counters to draw level with Paul.
OK. Let's go. Oh, my goodness.
OK.
Still get something.
Could get some lateral on it.
Oh, God.
Can we get some across here? There's three. They fell in the end. £150 with that drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. There is now just £100 between you. Just two counters.
Can you get any closer?
Louise, we come to you for your third and final question. With the chemical symbol CH4, what is the main constituent of natural gas?
My husband's the chemistry expert. Well, C is carbon, H is hydrogen. I'm playing this.
You're going to play it? OK.
I'm playing it, yes. And I'm going to go with carbon.
You're going to go with carbon. Paul, did you know?
No, I didn't know.
So, Louise, you could have passed it. Paul didn't know. If you're right, you put one more counter into the machine. If you're wrong, Paul, you're today's winner, and you're playing for £10,000. What is the main constituent of natural gas? Is it carbon?
Oh.
Methane. That's what it is. If you'd passed it, then Paul probably would have got it wrong. But as it stands, you went for it. You thought you knew. Paul, congratulations. That makes you today's
Thank
winner.
You.
And you also get to put another counter into the machine.
Drop zone one, I guess, please.
OK, light up drop zone one, please.
I think I'm still recovering from that.
Down. It's gone away from the ones on the edge. Can you get it flat?
It's flat.
Yep. Now, be interested to see whether you get two out.
Oh.
There you go.
There you are.
Yes. Oh, Paul, that's five across the tipping point with your last drop. £250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. It would have been enough to send Louise through. As it is, it means you are quite clearly our winner, Paul. Very well done. Louise, I'm so sorry. You've played a great game. No. You fought back from nowhere in round two, and you come really, really close. But with £1,750, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Congratulations, Paul. You're today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this, our jackpot counter, into the machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it's a whole lot better, because if you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000. Can Paul master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. First, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. According to the proverb, which of the big cats cannot change its spots? A. Lion. B. Tiger. C. Leopard. Q. Call 0904 161 3030. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT09 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Paul is our winner today. Well done. You've got yourself £2,100.
Thank you very much.
That was quite a titanic battle
in
the end,
wasn't
it? It
was awful. I can't tell you how bad that was. And as an English teacher, if it had all come down to Agatha Christie, I would have never lived it down.
If you had lost it on Agatha Christie, how would you have held your head up?
I barely do anyway, so...
So, look, what brings you here today?
Well, my wife thought we should go on the show, but, of course, I was the only one who'd be willing to go in front of a camera, so... That's why I'm here.
So she forced you front and centre?
She did, yeah, completely.
That sounds good to me. Now then, look, £2,100 is a decent amount of money. We'd love, Paul, for you to go off with £10,000. If you were to win it, what would you do with it?
I'd need to replace the wedding ring that I lost 3 weeks after we got married.
What?
We got married in Italy. I'd like to say that I lost the wedding ring in Italy, but I actually lost it at our local recycling centre when I was getting rid of some rubble. I think I flung it off my hand.
So you're going to trust yourself by getting another one?
And make sure it's not loose this time, because that was the problem last time.
OK. Well, hopefully, we could do just that. Certainly £10,000 would allow you to buy a very nice ring.
Definitely would.
And get it made to measure this time as well. Time to find out whether Paul's going to win today's £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do, if you want to leave with £10,000, is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. If you don't manage to claim that jackpot counter, you get £50 for everything else that drops for you during this end game. But we really would love for you to leave with all £10,000 today, Paul. The first thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine.
OK.
Where are you thinking?
I think I'm going to go for four.
OK, let's line up drop zone four, please. Third time you've used it today. OK. Wow. Bouncy drop, you got it down, and it is nice and flat. Let's see if we start with a little bit of cash. There we go. Two to get us started, another £100. Let's add that in. £2,200 is where we are. I've got the jackpot counter nice and flat up against the edge over there in drop zone four. Let's take a look at the six end game subjects. They are art, geography, science, food and drink, mythology and awards. You can play them in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first one and for how many counters.
OK. They all mean pretty much the same to me. There are none that stand out as particularly bad or as particularly good. I will just do it from top to bottom, I think, so I'll start with art.
Art for how many?
For three.
Art for three counters, please. In the art world, what name is given to the method of painting which uses small dots of colour to make up a larger image? Constructivism, pointillism, or cubism?
I know it's not cubism.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's not constructivism, and I was thinking the word would have the word point in it. So I'm going to go for pointillism, please.
Pointillism? Should we light that one up?
Yes, please.
OK, let's take pointillism. Kind of seems to make sense if it's small dots and points, surely. Is the answer pointillism? Yes!
Fantastic.
Great stuff, OK. Three counters. Georges Seurat helped develop the technique, didn't he?
Yes, he did, yes, of course. Yes. He was the big guy in pointillism.
Let's get them in and see if we can get that jackpot counter moving. Drop zone four?
Yes, please.
Light it up.
Started well.
It did, just a bit of a hectic drop. We're gonna get some across.
Yeah, okay.
That's two across the tipping point. £100 we've added in, so we're up to £2,300. Two to go.
Drop zone four again, please.
Okay, load it up, please. There, ooh. Just
following a similar pattern.
Extra bounce away. Another one, so another £50.
Great.
£2,350. And we've got one more to put in.
And drop zone four again, please.
OK, so with the last counter, let's have drop zone four, please. There you go.
Lovely. I'll have that. That's lovely.
A violent Cecil, but in exactly the right spot. So.
Progress.
And two.
Nice.
Yep, very nice. Two more across the tipping point, another £100. So, we're up to £2,450. Jackpot counter right on the edge of that top shelf. It's all going well. Back to the categories. So, it's Geography, Science, Food and Drink, Mythology Awards.
Can I have Geography for three, please?
Yep, we'll have a Geography question for three counters, please. The Azores is a group of islands in the Atlantic Ocean that belongs to which European country? Bulgaria, Portugal or Greece?
Not a question I'm particularly confident with. I don't think it's Bulgaria. So it's between Portugal and Greece. Mm. My instincts say Portugal, but I'm not sure why. I think a lot of Greek islands... I'd probably know the names. I'm going to go for Portugal, I think.
Should we take Portugal?
Yes, please.
Light up Portugal, please. So ruled out Bulgaria between Portugal and Greece. Because you kind of know the Greek islands, don't we?
Yeah,
a few of them.
I hope so. It's probably Bulgaria.
Let's find out. Are the Azores part of Portugal? They are.
Wow, fantastic.
About 1,000 miles off the coast of Portugal.
Brilliant.
Three counters.
Drop zone four, please.
Light it up, please. Here we go. It's there or thereabouts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of one in three is going to be near the big one.
Yeah, so nothing for that one. Two to go.
And again, please.
Drop zone four, please. There you go.
Slightly better.
Is that far enough over? Should be. Yep. Yes. Coming out.
It's going very well.
Just edging away. Which way it's going?
Brilliant.
£50 across the tipping point. £2,500 is what's in the bank. The jackpot count is on the bottom shelf. One more to go.
OK, drop zone four, please.
Light up drop zone four. Roll here.
She does seem to like me.
Let's get it flat, though. Let's get it flat.
Oh, it's flat.
OK. We're going to get very, very close here, Paul. Go. A few more. Going to go two. Paul, that's another seven across the tipping point, so another £350. We're up to £2,850. And look where your jackpot counts.
That's amazing.
It is very, very impressive.
Looking a bit empty on the top, though, so...
It is. We might have to do a bit of work, but, hey, we've got a long way to go. This is going very well. OK, let's have a look at the categories. Science is next on the list. Science next.
Yes, please. For three.
We'll have a science question for three counters, please. What process occurs when a solid changes directly into a gas without first melting into a liquid? Deposition, sublimation, or conduction?
Again, not very confident with this question. I think I'm going to rule out conduction because I think that's to do with electricity. Mm-hmm. Deposition, you'd imagine, would be something to do with depositing. Sublimation, I've not heard of either of them in a science context. So it's 50-50. I think... By skipping a process, it sounds fairly sublime, so I'm going to go for sublimation.
Do you want to light it up?
Yes, please. Sorry.
Let's take sublimation. So we've ruled out conduction. We think that might be electricity. We're not interested in that. We're interested in the process that you take a solid directly to a gas without melting first. Is it sublimation? Yes, it is.
Wonderful. OK.
Deposition is gas to a solid.
Oh, is it?
The other way. Every day's a school day, Paul.
I should be a science teacher.
Right, three counters.
Let's try and fill drop zone four.
Light up drop zone four, please. Right, then, one in the right place here. It's gone very, very well so far.
Oh, it'll fill a hole.
It will. It's going to tidy that up.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Drop zone four again, please.
Okay, light up drop zone four.
Wow.
And that's going to go... Is it going to go? Oh, is it going to fall a bit far over? Is this your £10,000? Oh, my goodness!
Oh, my God. That is amazing. That is absolutely fantastic.
You have played an extraordinary game.
That is, it's a life-changing amount of money as well.
£10,000.
Wow.
£10,000. You've just made it look so easy. So Paul seemed to have charmed the machine from the start, and some impressive drops in round one saw him take an early lead. He faced a tough battle in round three, but managed to maintain his place in pole position, found himself here in the final, making light work of the questions in the endgame. The machine continued to play very nicely indeed. In just eight counters, he scooped the jackpot. He now goes home with £10,000. And of course, you've won your luxury spa day as well.
I forgot about that. That's fantastic.
Luxury spa day, Paul. Have you had a good time?
Yes, it's been magnificent.
You've played a great game.
Cheers, Ben.
Really, really well done.
Thank you.
So how about that? Paul leaves with £10,000. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.